Well, today we have a few students with the CAM Digital Media class visiting with us here this morning at CAM High School. Lexi Ehrman, Lane Speaker, and Cade Tickner with us here this morning. Talk a little bit about a project that they've been working on for, well, over a year now as part of the CAM Digital Network, the CAM Cougar Channel that folks can find at KJAN.com. Starting now with this basketball season, there'll be something a little bit different. In addition to all of the fun stuff, the play-by-play, the video, and the graphics that they've been enjoying so much, they've also been working on a project in connection with a number of businesses around the CAM School District community, offering opportunities for them to get some exposure to and to help to sponsor the programs. I'm going to talk a little bit about that here with some of these students. And Lexi, you had a chance to work with which business?
AgriVision.
Okay. You helped to put together a 30-second commercial advertisement for them to advertise during the ball games and the broadcast to help support the Cougar Channel project. Can you talk a little bit about that process? What was that like?
First, we met with Ashley Hendricks, and she walked us through what she wanted us to do. We eventually went down there, took pictures, and edited it all into a video and had audio explaining what AgriVision was, where it can be found, and everything that it offers.
Mm-hmm. Did you have a vision for what you wanted that to look like? It's hard to just go into a project like that just with a blank canvas and say, what do you want us to do? You know, did you have kind of an idea ahead of time?
Yes, I did.
Okay. And then did that change a little bit after you visited with them?
A little bit. She mostly let us have free rein on it, but as we got the video together, it did change the actual outcome, but I think it turned out pretty well.
Okay. Through the CAM Digital Media class, you're getting a lot more feedback from the community in different ways. Business partners are involved, like me, for example, but also other business partners now that have reached out through the sponsorship opportunities that are provided there too. How does that change how you look at this program? Does this give you a different perspective?
At first, I thought it was mostly about different things involving the school, but this easily helps everybody grow as a person as they realize that this will give you the experience to know how to meet new people and essentially how to be like a proper business person.
Yeah. Well, and seeing business people step up to want to, put some sponsorship support into the project too, that's got to make you feel like, well, people are behind us. I mean, this is a real thing.
It really does.
Yeah, very good. What's been the best part about the class so far for you? What have you enjoyed the most?
Everything has been pretty fun this year so far. There's nothing I can really complain about.
Okay, very good. And you got the greatest teacher in the world?
100%.
Okay, give her a plug.
Mrs. Miller.
Okay, very good. All right. Well, Lexi, thank you so much. Appreciate that. And I hope you enjoyed the experience so far. All right. Now, you two guys both worked on the same project, right?
Yes.
All right. We have Lane Speaker and Cade Tickner. It seems like you guys always work together on and off the field. But you guys were working, Cade, with which project?
Messina Livestock Auction.
Okay. Tell me about that experience for you.
Well, Mark Van Tiger and the other people at Messina Livestock kind of gave us an idea of what they wanted us to say, talk about when they have sales and everything. And after they told us that, they told us kind of just go and run with it and see what you come up with. And we got some good pictures, some good videos, and he gave us some drone footage to use of their area and gave us some good information and good material to work with.
Yeah, you kind of ran into a little bit of a hiccup there, didn't you? With the you learned a little bit about how this process works with the drone footage.
Yep, ended up the drone footage we used we weren't going to be able to have, so he had somebody from Pioneer come and help us out, and that worked out really well.
Yeah. Can you explain that to folks what you mean?
Well, we didn't have our commercial drone license yet, and because we are getting paid sponsorship for this, we couldn't use our drone footage because we are not licensed. So he had a licensed drone person come in and take pictures for us.
Yeah. So you found a solution to that temporary problem, but the long-term issue is being taken care of too, right?
Yep. We are currently striving to get our commercial drone license here in December. We're going to go over to Council Bluffs and take our test and hopefully be able to be commercial drone pilots, which would mean that we can receive payment and make money off of it.
Sure. And be able to use that drone footage professionally. It's kind of nice to have those options like that, too. And it's neat to be able to have the opportunity through grants and sponsorships and things like that to be able to have, well, I don't want to call them toys. These are pieces of equipment, but it's neat to be able to have all these different things at your disposal.
Yeah, it's just a great piece of just a great thing that helps us further our knowledge and everything. It's great technology, and it's all just helping us learn more and more about everything that's just getting more and more modern throughout the world.
You bet. Well, Lane, you worked on the same project too. Did you have some preconceived notions when you walked in? Did you guys kind of set this up in your mind, what you, how you saw the finished product?
Yeah, before going in, we kind of gave it an idea of what we wanted to tell them and see what they wanted before going in. And talking to Mr. Fields before we went in, he told us that we should probably have an idea. So me and Cade, we kind of brainstormed a few things, and then going in, they thought our ideas were pretty good, and then we took a few ideas from them.
Yeah. So you do listen once in a while, huh?
Yeah, just a little bit.
All right. What was the process like for you? Did you enjoy it?
Yeah, so I thought it was really fun, especially going down there, taking pictures and everything, and Mark worked with us really well, and just putting it together, and everything was just really fun, and seeing the final product.
Yeah. Does it change the way you look at the program at all now? Because not only do you have responsibility to yourself for grades and things like that, but you've also got responsibility to other people outside the school system who are stepping up to help to support and to help push the program forward.
Yeah, going into the class, I just thought it was like it was a normal class where we just go in and do work. And after being in it for a couple weeks and a few months, I've learned that you learn a bunch of soft skills and you actually have to learn real world stuff and like business and stuff, and going out and reaching out to people and stuff has really taught me a lot.
How much did you know about video production before you started this?
Absolutely nothing.
So it was a real crash course then.
Yeah.
The opportunity to be able to sit down and put together some sort of a finished product. These are just 30-second commercial advertisements promoting that business that will air on the Cam Cougar channel during those broadcasts. Just 30 seconds. But you're doing an awful lot to get that 30 seconds.
Yeah, going into it, we kind of had to put a bunch of videos and photos together, and then we had to figure out what we wanted to say in it. So we put a bunch of ideas together and then figured out what we were going to say for our actual script, and then we videoed it out and timed it and everything. And then we had to cut it and trim it and everything to make sure it was 30 seconds.
Yeah, there's a lot involved. Lexi, was it a lot more involved than you thought? Is it frustrating to know you did all this work and you're only using part of it?
Even though it's a lot of work for a very small thing, that thing was completely worth doing all of that extra work for.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, sometimes you leave a lot of things, on the cutting room floor, but you need to do as much as you can to know when you get back you've got everything that you need. Kate, I know that some of the other students, everyone was assigned in pairs, different businesses to help produce these spots, but I know some of them had some hang-ups and some issues, and there were some hiccups along the way. But everybody got through it. Everybody figured it out. Everybody was able to come up with solutions.
I think it was really good for us. We all learned how to go through adversity. If something's not working, technology's not always going to work 100% of the time. So knowing to have your backups, make sure you're saving everything, make sure you're getting all your information down and having something to fall back on in case something falls through is just really good. And you learn mistakes that you're probably not going to make again, like using a certain SD card or forgetting information on one place or not naming your files good enough. So going through this and doing this really helped us to figure out, okay, how do we get through this? We've made a mistake. How do we overcome it? And I think that's something that this class is really helping us with is, once you're coming into it, you don't know how to do it right away. You might make mistakes, but you're learning from those mistakes, and you're really going to come through it better after.
Sure. And Lane, you lean on each other a little bit too, I suppose, because everybody's skills are a little bit different, and some folks maybe are a little bit better with graphics and how to do this or that. Did you find that you were finding some friends along the way that could help you out?
Yeah, going into it, I was obviously a little bit more skilled in the video editing and stuff, so Cade put together the videos and the photos and stuff, and then I went through and trimmed all of it and put it all together and made sure it was all nice and stuff.
Sure. Lexi, is this program, I know it's grown a lot. You've got a lot more students in the program, the digital media program, this year than you had last school year. What would you tell people? I mean, it's a worthwhile project?
Definitely, but if you want to go into the class, do not think it's going to be an easy A. You actually have to put in the effort to make this class your friend.
Okay. It doesn't happen by accident, does it? No, not at all. All right, very good. Well, look for that, and we hope folks continue to go to KJAN.com and over to the KJAN Video Network page where you'll find the different schools that we're working with currently, always expanding, and the groundbreakers right here at the CAM School. They were the ones that got this all started with us, so we appreciate their good hard work, and this is year two with this project. And Lexi Ehrman, Lane Speaker, Cade Tickner, and all the other classmates involved in helping put this project together, we appreciate it very much, and we look forward to seeing that those supporters on the broadcast coming up here this winter season. Thank you so much.